Hello, guys, and welcome to my live that might step on a few toes, might make a few people angry, but nevertheless, I gotta say it. So I'm Adrienne Maple, just in case you have no idea who I am. I have four books that I've written. One is called Connecting with the Burning Bush, teaches you how to find your purpose from pain. I wrote my second book, which is called Who's Following You? Seven Strategies to Transform and Grow Your Influence. The third book I wrote is I'm Tired of This Church, Losing Religion to Find God. And my most recent book is a devotional for women called You're Too Full to Be Empty. You're Too Full to Be Empty. I hope the audio and everything is going fine because I'm actually on a different device than I've been doing my StreamYard on, but I think everything should be okay. Maybe someone will come on and let me know. If you happen to catch this on the replay, I'm not going to waste a lot of time. I'm going to get going, get moving, share the content that I have with you. I do have a podcast, which is Beauty for Ashes. I need some guests for that show, though. I have not been doing as many podcasts as I used to do because, honestly, I don't like talking to myself. I find it much more fun to talk to you, to engage with you. I like interviewing people. I like having conversations and discussions, but there are over 80 podcasts there. Lots of good content for you. This is my YouTube channel that most of you probably be watching on, which is Adrienne D. Mayfield. If you happen to be watching over on Facebook, hello. And if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, what are you waiting for? You're missing out. So I just wanted to jump on and talk to you guys a couple minutes about this whole weight issue, health issue, being healthy. I've been trying to get healthier because I'm realizing as I get older, I turned 48, couple weeks ago, May 11th, turned 48. And so I noticed that moving around and, you know, touching things and grabbing things and shifting is not as easy as it used to be. And so I decided, hey, I need to start getting in shape. So what I've been taking advantage of is, you know, how you are minding your own business that pays you and you notice that a sponsored ad pops up and somehow the sponsored ad is tailored to you. Well, I keep getting these sponsored ads that pop up that are advertising workouts. I don't know if that's because they know that secretly I've been eating extra brownies during my birthday celebration, or if it's because they just target my area, my age. I'm not sure how they figure out this stuff. But at any rate, they have been sending me lots of sponsor ads. So I decided, I'm the queen of coupons and freebies. So I decided to take these people up on their sponsor ads. So But some of the sponsor ads that have invited me to come in and do a free trial, I said, hey, why not? Let me see if I can find a workout that I really enjoy, that I like doing, something that I know I'll be able to be consistent with. And so I tried several different workouts, some of them better than others. But what I'm noticing is most, if not all of these workouts involve some form of yoga. Now, I know some of you that are watching now and maybe some that are going to watch on replay are going to say, what's wrong with yoga? Guys, there's a lot wrong with yoga if you're supposed to be a Christian. Yoga is not just exercise. If you ask any person of the Hindu faith, they will tell you that yoga is actually part of their religion. It's part of their practice of their religion and their faith. Each of those movements is dedicated to a different Hindu god. And so when you are doing yoga, whether you call it Christian yoga, whether you say you think about Jesus when you're doing it, whatever the case may be, you are introducing yourself to these things. And so obviously as a believer who knows about this, I'm like, I can't do that. But it never fails. I went to try a workout that was on a machine, like it wasn't yoga, but it was like a stretching your body on different machines. And they kept talking about yoga. Well, we have a special yoga check class here. We do yoga. Yoga's a part of it. It's a component of it. Everyone talks about doing yoga. And so I was like, let me skip this one. So then I went to try another one, which was like kickboxing. And I did some of the videos that you probably saw with my new gloves that I got there. And so one day we were working out there, and the instructor was talking, and they were asking him different questions. And he said, yeah, you know, sometimes my demons come out. Now, y'all might sound being religious, but you say what you want to say. When someone is teaching me and he starts to talk about sometimes his demons come out, I'm going to look a little sideways. So I decided I probably shouldn't be doing that. It was also held at a karate studio, which a lot of you I'm noticing, this is another thing, I'm probably gonna step on some toes, but I'm noticing that a lot of you are have your children involved in karate. Karate, for the same reason as yoga, you should not have your children involved in it, and you shouldn't be involved in it. There are people who actually do deliverance sessions that have a series of prayers and renunciations that people have to be taken through who have done karate and gotten involved in some things in the kingdom of darkness that they weren't expecting. So if your kids are doing yoga or karate, you need to take them out. There are a lot of things tapping into this inner strength, this violent side, tapping into this aggressive violent side, calling the master, the sensei, all of these things, guys, they're problematic. I could go into a lot more, but this, I'm not going to really get into all of those teachings. Maybe I'll do that later if someone's interested. But trust me when I say that the roots, if you look into the roots of karate, if you look into the roots of yoga, you'll see that it's not something that you should be doing if you're a believer, because they're connected to other religions. And we know that Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. So I know there'll be some people who watch this who are not believers, who are not Christians, and that's okay, because I hope they'll listen and maybe they'll be introduced to the person of Jesus. But I'm specifically targeting Christians who, out of ignorance, are involving in themselves in these activities. Almost daily, I encounter someone who's talking about doing yoga. And I'm like, why are you doing yoga? You're not supposed to be doing yoga. And I was like, what? I don't murmur. I don't mumble. I don't hum. I'm like, it's not about the humming. It's not about any of that stuff. You shouldn't be doing that. And so I went to meet with another workout practitioner the other day. And then she was like, well, you know, I'm a yogi. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Another yoga practitioner, another yogi, someone who trains people in yoga, all these different people are doing yoga. And so I started to wonder if there are any Christians who are working out, or are there any Christians who are healthy, or are there any Christians who aren't using crystals and burning sage and tapping into the dark kingdom to get healthy. Because even though the Bible says that exercise profiteth little, we know that God wants us to be healthy, right? He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be vibrant. And he wants us to feel good in our bodies, because otherwise we're not able to, we don't have the strength and the energy and the stamina to do the things he called us to do. So, by the way, I don't know why you guys make us use these ring lights so that our light, so our face can look like we have the glory of God and we're shining from heaven, because these things are hot. I mean, like, I'm sweating. It's really hot. But anyway, I digress. So I'm trying to get healthier. I'm trying to get in shape, but I'm trying to find someone who does not practice dark arts to help me get there. And so I'm wondering, where are all the people that God has uniquely gifted and crafted with the ability to be in health and kinesiology and fitness and movement, who are legit Christians, who are filled with the Holy Spirit, who aren't involved in dark arts, who aren't involved in accessing the kingdom of darkness to try to get fit? You don't have to practice yoga to breathe. You don't have to practice yoga to stretch. You don't have to put your kids in karate to learn how to defend themselves. It's problematic, guys. And it's causing some serious problems. And a lot of us don't know any better. The Bible says that we aren't to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. So here I am, Adrienne, just sounding the alarm, just telling you the stuff that you probably don't want to hear, but that you need to hear. You got to stop doing yoga. You got to stop doing karate. And some of you guys that God has uniquely crafted to do this stuff, who are fighting over microphones and fighting over platforms and working on in areas that God didn't call you to and doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing, I know that God has created someone to help me get in shape, who loves Jesus, who's filled with the Holy Spirit, who's not going to have me trying to perform some type of idol worship to lose weight and get fit. So where are you guys? If you know someone, tag them so that I can get in contact with them, because I really am serious about getting healthier. I am serious about getting in shape, getting myself at optimal fitness so I can feel good and be able to do all that God called me to do. But I'm not going to compromise by performing idol worship just to do that. So that's what I wanted to come on tonight and say. Do I have to? I think I titled this, Can I Be Saved and Fit? Can I Be Saved and Healthy? The answer is yes. But we got to get some of you people who are called to do this. And I don't think I'm called to do it. I did some workouts for my birthday And people were like, oh, this looks like so much fun. You should be doing this. And I do have fun working out, and I do enjoy working out, and I can help people work out and tell them how to eat and all that stuff, but that's not my lane. So I'm not going to try to get in that lane and try to do that. I need somebody else to help me do that. Everybody has their own lane. So God does want us to be healthy. He does want us to prosper. The Bible says, my beloved, I pray above all else that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I talked a lot last month about trauma and overcoming trauma and having a healthy soul and healing those soul wounds, breaking those soul ties. Now I'm talking about health, getting that body in order and in check. And we got to figure out how we can do that without doing yoga and karate and things that are going to get us involved in the kingdom of darkness. So guys, there's only two kingdoms, kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness. Everything falls under one or the other. And so we got to be careful about it. Okay. So if you know someone who is a trainer who's not into any of that weird stuff, please let me know, because I'm serious about trying to get healthier. In the interim, guys, let's try to eat better. Let's try to drink water. Let's try to walk, if that's the only exercise we can do. It's not going to get us involved in any craziness. But that's what I wanted to come on and share with you guys. It's just something I was thinking about as I've been doing these free, as I told you earlier, these free sponsor ads. I've been jumping in these classes, taking advantage of the free classes, trying different things to see what is actually going to resonate with me, something I can stay committed to doing. But I just don't want to do any idol worship. That's not so bad, is it? Right? I shouldn't be doing that anyway. So that's what I want to share with you guys. Stay fit, stay healthy, stay hydrated. We're going into the summer. You don't want to try to get that summer body. You want to have that year-round body. But we don't want to sacrifice our relationship with God in order to do it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light. We thank you that you are raising up and lifting up health practitioners, nutritionists, people who can help us get our bodies, minds, souls, and spirits in order. We thank you, Holy Spirit, and for the spirit of wisdom. We thank you for the spirit of revelation. We thank you that you would not have us be ignorant of the enemy's devices. So we thank you for the light that you provided about this area. We thank you for the warning that you allowed me to sound today. And we pray that the people who hear this and even watch on the replay will heed the alarm, that they'll move away from these activities, from these exercises, from these workouts that are getting them involved in the kingdom of darkness, even if it is unknowingly. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for crowning us with your righteousness and your glory. We thank you for taking care of us. We pray that you will just watch over us as we sleep, that you will sing songs of deliverance over us. We thank you that your word says you have given your beloved sleep. So if there's anyone even who is watching or who is watching on a replay, who is struggling, who has insomnia, who's taking pills to wake up and pills to go to sleep, Father, we pray that you will just sing songs of deliverance over them, that they might have an encounter with you and know that it is you who gives sleep to your beloved. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Just wanted this to be a short broadcast. You can be healthy, you can be fit, but you don't need to be worshiping idols to do it. God bless you and have a good night.